Welcome back. This is Folder Hygiene for Samples Masterclass, Drum and Bass at 170 BPM, Intermediate Level, inside Ableton Live. And yeah, this sounds like the boring admin part until you realize messy samples are one of the biggest creativity killers in DNB. Because at 170, you don't have time to browse. You need to decide. Kick and snare first, then tops, then break layers, then bass and effects. If your library fights you, you audition less, you commit later, and the tune never gets to the fun part. So today we're building a system that makes you faster. Not just organized for the sake of it, but organized the way DNB actually gets built. By the end of this lesson, you'll have four things. 1. A DNB First Master Sample folder with a simple hierarchy. 2. Ableton's browser set up with places and collections so your best sounds are one click away. 3. A 170 BPM drum starter template rack, plus a repeatable break slicing workflow. 4. Projects that actually travel properly, using collect all and save, so you don't open an old session and get the dreaded missing files nightmare. Alright, let's start with the foundation. Step 1. Create a master folder structure. 1. Location. 1. Not some stuff in downloads, some on the desktop, and some in random pack folders. Pick a drive and commit. On Mac, something like Music, Sample Library. On Windows, ideally a dedicated drive like D, Sample Library. Inside, you're going to create a clean, DNB-optimized structure. And here's the main idea. Keep it shallow. 3 clicks max to reach what you want. If you bury snares inside 10 layers of subfolders, you will stop exploring and start settling. At the top level, make an inbox folder. Call it 00 inbox to sort. Then your main categories, drums, bass, effects, vocals, MIDI, racks for Ableton, and a project exports folder. Inside drums, keep it practical. Kicks, snares, hats and tops, perk and breaks. Then a few subcategories that actually help, punchy, kicks, subby kicks, and a layer folder for clicks and tops. For snares, tight, rainy, neuro, and maybe claps and rims. For breaks, clean, crunchy, and folders like Amen and Think if you use those constantly. And I want you to notice the philosophy here. This layout mirrors arrangement priorities at 170. Kick and snare decisions happen early. Constantly. Tops and breaks drive motion. Bass and FX come once the groove is locked. Your folders should match that reality. Now step 2. The inbox rule. This is the difference maker. Any new sample pack goes into 00 inbox. Always. No exceptions. Do not start dragging stuff into your kicks folder mid-session. That's how you end up with half-sorted chaos and duplicate files everywhere. The goal is, writing time is for writing. Sorting time is for sorting. So give yourself a routine. 10 minutes, twice a week. During that sort session, do 3 things. 1. Delete obvious junk. Demo audio, talking intros, redundant versions you'll never touch. 2. Move samples into your structure. 3. Rename cryptic files so they become searchable. And quick coach tip, create a quarantine folder for problem files. Call it 99 quarantine. Fix later. If something has a weird sample rate, corrupt preview, nonsense name, or it's just annoying to deal with right now, throw it in quarantine and keep writing. Quarantine protects your momentum. Step 3. Naming conventions that actually help in Ableton. Ableton search is only as good as the words in your file names. So we're going to use a format that's boring, consistent, and extremely defective. Type. Character. He. BPM. Source. For example, snare tight F sharp 170 RTRD. Kick punchy no key 170 sine layer. Break amen crunchy 170 vinyl. HAT closed bright no key 170 pack X. A few teaching notes here. First, drums often aren't tuned to a single key in a meaningful way, so use no key. Don't invent a key just to fill the slot. Second, BPM tags are most useful on loops like breaks. If it's a one-shot, BPM isn't essential, but if you're building a 170-focused writing crate, adding 170 can still help you filter quickly. Third, your character words are gold. Tight, ringy, crunchy, airy, distorted, clean. These are the words you actually think in when you're choosing sounds. And if you're worried about deleting stuff, here's a safe middle ground. Use a do not use marker. Prepend ZZZ to files you don't like. On monthly cleanup, if it's still ZZZ and you never rescued it, delete it with confidence. Step 4. Set up Ableton's browser with places and collections. Open Ableton Live. Go to the browser. Under Places, click Add Folder. Add your key folders, 01 drums, 02 bass, 03 FX, and 06 racks. Now collections. This is where the speed comes from. Set up a color system with DNB intent, something like red for go-to kicks, orange for go-to snares, yellow for rolling tops, green for breaks, blue for bass one shots, purple for FX and Atmos. Then the rule is simple. When you find a sound that survives in a real beat, right-click it and add it to a collection. This is curation, not hoarding. Extra coach habit. Don't tag something just because it sounded cool once at 2 a.m. Tag it after it survives two different projects. Then your collections become a proven toolkit, like a DJ crate, not a warehouse. Now step 5. Build your 170 BPM drum starter drum rack. Create a new MIDI track and drop a drum rack on it. The main win here is consistency. You want muscle memory, so your hands always know where kick, snare, and hats live. Use a classic DNB map, C1 for kick, D1 for snare, D-sharp 1 for a snare layer, like noise or top, A-sharp 1 for closed hat, C-sharp 2 for open hat, D-sharp 2 for ride. Then perks above that. Now we'll add simple, repeatable processing chains using stock Ableton devices. The goal is not to finish your drums forever. The goal is to get to a solid, punchy starting point fast. On the kick pad, at EQ 8 first, high pass around 25 to 30 Hz. That's cleanup, not tone shaping. If it's muddy, dip around 200 to 350 Hz by a couple dB with a medium Q. Don't overdo it. Then drum bus, drive somewhere around 5 to 15% to add density. Crunch it 0 to 10% if you want grit. Boom, be careful. DNB subs are sacred. If you already have a sub bass line, too much boom on the kick and turn the low end into soup. Then saturator, soft clip on, drive 1 to 4 dB, just to thicken and control peaks. Now the snare pad, EQ 8, high pass around 90 to 120 Hz so it doesn't fight the kick and sub. For crack, a small boost around 2 to 4 Khz. For air, maybe a gentle lift around 8 to 12 Khz if it needs it. Then drum bus, drive 5 to 20% depending on the vibe. If you need more bite, either push drum bus transient slightly, or use saturator soft clip for that controlled smack. For tops, don't process every hat individually at first. Group your hats and rides to a bus. On that bus, auto-filter high pass around 200 to 400 Hz with a gentle slope. That keeps low-end clutter out of your groove. Glue compressor, attack about 3 milliseconds, release auto, ratio 2 to 1, and aim for just 1 to 2 dB of gain reduction. You're gluing, not crushing. Then utility, widen to about 120 to 160%, but keep checking mono. Wide hats can be amazing until they vanish on a mono system. Now save this rack into your racks folder, drum racks, with a clear name like 170 DNB drum starter. And here's an advanced habit, version your racks. If you improve it, don't overwrite silently. Save V02, V03, and keep a tiny change log text file so you remember what changed. Step 6, break hygiene. This is where jungle energy becomes reusable. Take an amen or think break. Drop it on an auto track. Set your project to 170 BPM. Turn warp on. For classic breaks, set warp mode to beats. Preserve transients. Envelope somewhere around 10 to 30 to tighten the hits. Then right-click the clip and choose slice to new MIDI track. Use slice to drum rack, slice by transient. Now rename the rack like break amen sliced 170 crunchy, and save it into your racks folder under drum racks, breaks. Here's the teacher trick that levels this up. Don't leave the slices as a random dump. Go into the sliced rack and reorganize it like a playable kit. Move the best kickish hits into your kick note zone. Move ghost snares into a consistent zone. Move hats into their zone. The goal is that every break rack feels familiar under your fingers. That's how you stop auditioning breaks and start playing breaks. And arrangement tip. Use sliced break energy under your clean kick and snare. In the verse, filter the break hats and ghost notes so it's subtle. In the drop, bring the full break layer in for motion. While your program tops, keep it modern and controlled. Step 7. Fast auditioning at 170 without killing the vibe. The main rule, audition in context. Loop an 8-bar section with your kick and snare and a basic hat pattern. This becomes your testing ground. In Ableton's browser, turn on preview. Set the preview volume so it matches your session, and then drag candidates directly onto the correct pad in your rack. Give yourself a hard limit. If it's not better in 10 seconds, undo and move on. This is how you keep momentum. Optional intermediate power move. Quick a slash B on snares. Duplicate the snare chain. Put two snares on two chains, and use chain selector map to a macro to flip between them instantly. That way you choose with your ears, not by memory. Also consider creating a 170 transient test loop in your template. Kick on 1 and 3, snare on 2 and 4, steady hats. Keep it ready. Every time you audition, you're hearing the sample in the exact same musical situation. Step 8. Stop missing files forever. Before you send a project, collaborate, or archive, go to File, Collect All and Save. Enable files from places and enable files from elsewhere. That second option is the one people forget, and it's the reason projects break later. Collect All and Save is basically you packing the entire song into a self-contained suitcase. No dead links. Now, a key separation rule from a workflow perspective. Your master library is for one-shots, curated loops, favorite breaks, go to FX, racks, and proven tools. Your project folder is for resamples, renders, and song-specific edits, like my snare but pitched, layered, clipped, and printed for this tune. If it only makes sense inside this song, it stays inside the song folder. That keeps your master library clean and your projects portable. Step 9. Monthly cleanup. This is the maintenance that keeps the whole system fast. Once a month, remove duplicates. Remove maybe later junk. Your browser is not a museum. Aim for a curated set where you can grab about 10 kicks, 10 snares, 20 tops, and 10 breaks without scrolling forever. And here's an advanced variation you can adopt if you're ready, a two-speed library. Make a writing crate folder that's small and curated, your top 50 to 200 items, and keep the full library as a digging archive. During writing sessions, you live in the writing crate. When you want to hunt for new inspiration, that's a separate intentional activity in the digging archive. This one change alone can make you feel twice as fast. Okay, quick common mistakes to avoid as you implement this. Don't create too many categories. If you have 40 hat folders, you built a maze. Don't sort in the middle of writing. Use the inbox. Don't rely on pack folder structures. Packs are organized for marketing, not for your brain. Don't rebuild the same drum chains every session. Save racks. Don't warp breaks inconsistently across projects. If you like beats mode with transient preserve, keep it as your default for classic breaks, so your groove stays predictable. And don't ignore collections. Color tags are your personal best of list. Now let's do a 20-minute practice to lock it in. Set up a new live set at 170 BPM. Load your 170 DNB drum starter rack. Choose 2 kicks, 1 punchy, 1 subby layer. Choose 3 snares, tight, ringy, euro. This audio version is shortened for playback.